It's nothing like the old MVP chance, guys. I love it. Thanks for joining me today for another episode of the People's Champ Podcast. My name is Corey, and I'm with CBTC Investments. And today I'm going to be talking to you guys about a couple things to look for when investing into a cryptocurrency. Last couple weeks, crypto market, as you guys know, if you follow it, has been doing real good things. The Security Exchange Commission is still stalling on a Bitcoin ETF approval, so hopefully within the next month or so they could get that done and we could move forward with this. Me in particular, I really think once the altcoins start to move independently of the Bitcoin price, the market will really mature and we could grow into something good. A couple points I'm going to be discussing today are use case, project team and social media accounts, 24-hour trading volume, and token supply and market cap. When I'm looking for a new investment in the crypto world, I always look at the use case. And use case, by definition, is a specific situation in which a product or service could potentially be used. And I'm going to give you guys some examples of use cases that blockchains have. For example, Bitcoin. A use case for Bitcoin could be it could be used as a form of payments or a store of value. Ethereum use case is going to be smart contracts and dApps. SideCoin has a really good use case. It's a decentralized cloud storage blockchain. Civic deals with universal digital identity. IOTA blockchain, which is really doing good things. Jaguar is putting it in one of their newer model vehicles, and it's basically going to be dealing with the Internet of Things. Their goal is to be the most used currency when dealing with things over the Internet. That's pretty good. So those are real world use cases and really good in my opinion. So if you come across a particular crypto and the use case doesn't really seem that it could be implemented into the real world or would be useful, me personally, I would red flag it and stay away from it. The second thing on the list is the project team and the social media accounts. Now, you're going to get the white paper, you're going to get the team members rundown, and what I like to do is go to their social media accounts. Do they have Facebook? Do they have Twitter? Do they have LinkedIn accounts? How active are they? The activity of the Twitter page tells a lot. In my opinion, I always like to go to the blockchain's Twitter account and see how many followers they got. See how often they tweet, what they tweet about. If that's few and far in between, if the followers low, I tend to stay away from it, because if the followers low, you're going to have low users and really not a real potential to make any money or any real potential for the project to grow if nobody knows about it. LinkedIn, if team members have a LinkedIn account, I kind of get out of plus because a lot don't go to that extent to actually create a LinkedIn account. So if they do have a LinkedIn account, I do kind of serve that as a plus. Another thing I try to get from the project main page is a location of the headquarters. Is there a particular city that is located in that has a tangible address? That gives us a little more credit, you know, of not being a scam for me personally. So look for a physical location of the head office while you're searching the project team and their social accounts. Next, the 24-hour trading volume. I look at that to pretty much let me know how much money is being moved in a 24-hour period. And that 24-hour trading volume, by definition, is the total volume of buy orders or sell orders that get filled within the day. So if that's 24-hour trading volume is below 10,000 for consecutive days. Now, new projects may start off kind of low, but normally I'm looking for a 24-hour trading volume of at least 50 to 100 grand. You do have your projects out there that is well into the tens of millions, in a 24-hour period. So that's always good. If you're looking to make money, it shows the interest in the project. And if that is below 10,000, some of the projects, if you scroll Coin Market Cap, some of those don't even be $100 on 24-hour trading volume. So that's definitely not something that you want to be investing your money in, because you're not going to make any money. Okay. Next, I want to talk about the token supply and the market cap. Now, I know 2017, I've been around this space for a couple years. ICO craze was all over the place. They basically come out and you're going to have all the Wind Lambo, Wind Moon stories. You're going to go to YouTube and you're going to have price predictions that are astronomically unreal. But if you don't do your research or your homework, you're not going to know. So basically what the token supply is going to do, it's going to show you where the dollar amount can go. Okay. Bitcoin has a 21 million token supply cap, and it's dealing with payments and being like a store of value. So you could kind of look at that, and the market cap could go well into the hundreds of billions easily. So 21 million tokens, the price range could go up into the thousands realistically. But some of these blockchains have 100 billion, such as Ripple, 100 billion tokens out there. About 60% is locked up in the company's hands. So you have 100 billion total. The chances of a Ripple advancing to $1,000 for one is highly unlikely. Now, $10 could be realistic because it is used to transfer large amounts of money across borders. A lot of the banks love it. A lot of the top banks actually support it. So $1 trillion market cap or higher is possible. So I would say a $10 to $20, even though a lot of people around the crypto space think that is unrealistic for Ripple. But me personally, when I do the math, when I do the research, $10 to $20 each for a Ripple is definitely achievable. Thousand, not likely. And that also is going to tell you, again, on how much of the token supply is locked up. Like I just previously mentioned about Ripple, 60% is locked up in the company's hands. So the price volatility of that particular token is not going to be as high as a Bitcoin, where almost the entire amount is in investors' hands. So the more coins that are locked up, the less volatility. I always keep that in mind. Market cap. A market cap under 40 million. Again, these are solely just my interpretations, my set points, my guidelines. I look for market caps under 40 million as being real good investment, because that shows it has a lot of potential to grow. You get into a couple of these blockchain projects that are already valued at over $1 billion. You really have to do your homework on the market that they're in to really see if that particular blockchain has a lot of room to grow. Like, for instance, right now I would take Ripple is going at about 41, 42 cent a piece at the moment. And the market cap is in the billions for Ripple right now. Let me pull it up for you guys. The market cap of Ripple at the present moment is 17.19 billion. Off of research, Ripple is in a $1 trillion industry. So 17.19 billion at the current moment, it still has a lot of room to grow. But if it was in another industry where it was only a 100 billion potential, then it already would have 17% of the space. Then you got to factor in competitors. How much room does it really have to grow? So take that into account. Use case, the project team, 24-hour trading volume, and the token supply and market cap. And that should jumpstart you guys into getting into some pretty good investments. I would say never buy into the hype. Over years of watching these YouTube videos and videos around the internet of you have these so-called experts that are coming out with the charts and they're coming out with the candlesticks and they're saying, you know, we're entering the death cross, the golden cross. None of those guys really know what they're talking about. I mean, they could kind of have a feel, but if anybody, even myself, I could go on and say this particular coin is going to rise by next Friday. Then when this Friday comes, it hasn't risen. I'll come out with another video saying why it didn't rise, and it'll rise by the next. Eventually, that's going to rise, and everybody's going to say, oh, wow, CB said this was going to rise, or CB said it was going to fall. So really don't get caught up into that. Base your adjustments off of sound fundamental principles as far as the use case. Products being, is the team really developing products that people could use? And I always take speed into account, because that's the world we're in today. Speed. Everybody's out of speed. 5G. Even with your internet, upload, download speeds. Everything has to be fast. So if you run into a blockchain problem and the transactions are slow, it get bogged down when a lot of people use it, you kind of want to stay away from that, because that's bad signs at an early stage. And that was one of Bitcoin's main problems until the Lightning Network came along and kind of trying to help solve that problem. So I hope these tips and tricks that I gave you guys today will kind of help you guys out as far as making educated decisions. Any questions, throw a comment to me. Any project you would like me to take a look at, feel free, share it with me. Follow me on Twitter at CBTC Investment. And like I say, appreciate you guys. I'll be back again with another episode discussing mining and the effects that has on the space also, and all these free tokens that are given out on these bounty programs. So like I say, thanks for listening. Until next time.